A new poll suggests voters would prefer a Kerry Edwards ticket in the November presidential election. More than a third of voters surveyed by the Associated Press and more than 40% of Democrats said John Edwards would be John Kerry's best choice for vice president. We turn to NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson to talk about who's on Kerry's short list of potential running mates.
The number one person on the list, who is no longer on the list, was John McCain. And he was John Kerry's first choice, and they had a number of conversations where Kerry asked, without officially asking, McCain to join the ticket, and McCain refused. So that leaves John Edwards, who ran against Kerry in the primaries. He's the favorite of many Democrats in the Senate and many Democrats who thought he was a fabulous campaigner during the primaries. Wesley Clark, who also was a candidate in the Democratic primaries. He's a general from Arkansas. Dick Gephardt also ran against Kerry in the primaries. He's from the important battleground state of Missouri. Then there are two governors, Tom Vilsack of Iowa and Bill Richardson of New Mexico. Richardson is a Hispanic, could potentially help with important block of swing voters this year, Hispanic voters. And then there are two senators from Florida, Bill Nelson and Bob Graham. Bob Graham was a candidate briefly for president, and they come from the extremely important state of Florida.
Well, how important is the timing? These decisions are usually made before the convention. How early so they get a bump going into that important 3 or 4 days?
The timing is important. Usually the vice presidential selection is made close to the convention, so it builds suspense and it's a big news story at the convention. But the thinking in Democratic circles this year is that sooner rather than later would be better because John Kerry needs some help. He needs some help raising money. A vice presidential candidate can do that. So I think that this announcement is going to come earlier in July rather than on the eve of the convention. What's interesting is Kerry himself has been on the short list for the vice president. Al Gore considered him, and Kerry didn't like the way he was treated. And I think one of the reasons that Kerry is handling this so discreetly and so privately is that he wants to avoid that kind of public auditioning process that other presidential candidates have put their vice presidential possibilities through.
Mara, do you have any insight into the thinking of the Kerry campaign? What's most important in terms of completing the picture or balancing the ticket?
They want a candidate who's going to help John Kerry bring strengths that he might not have, that might be regional, that might be in terms of personality. But the process of choosing a vice president is being very closely held in the Kerry campaign. Jim Johnson, who was a former Mondale official, is handling it. And each one of these potential vice presidents are being extensively vetted. They're being asked a tremendously long list of questions about any problems that might pop up in their backgrounds, whether it's financial, personal, anything that could be an exploding cigar, so to speak, because in the past, when vetting was not done this intensively, there have been problems.
Now, the selection process, it's changed so much in recent years. I'm wondering when this scorched earth vetting and polling process began.
Well, vetting has been getting more and more serious when candidates wanted to avoid problems in the past. Also, what's changed is the whole approach to choosing a vice president. In the past, you looked for someone who would bring you electoral votes, someone who would carry a state, balance the ticket. You know, Boston, Texas, Johnson and Kennedy, that's a classic. Johnson actually made a difference. He brought Texas with him, and they won the election. Now, in recent years, the thinking is different. Vice presidents are now chosen more often to send a message. Al Gore was chosen because Bill Clinton wanted to tell voters he was a new kind of Democrat, young, from the South. Joe Lieberman was chosen by Al Gore because Lieberman was the Democrat who had criticized Bill Clinton's moral behavior, and Al Gore wanted to put distance between himself and Clinton on that front. Dick Cheney was chosen, not because he was from Wyoming, but because he had a lot of foreign policy experience. He had the kind of gravitas and experience in areas that George W. Bush did not. And that, I think, is really the modern thinking about choosing a vice president.
Mara, when you look at these long questionnaires that potential vice presidents have to fill out, the vetting and the polling, one has to wonder if past vice presidential candidates would have even made it through the process. Geraldine Ferraro, Spiro Agnew, Lyndon Johnson, could they have gotten through this process?
Well, actually, it's hard to imagine. I mean, Geraldine Ferraro, after she was chosen, ran into a buzzsaw of questions about her husband's financial dealings. Lyndon Johnson would have had to answer in a vetting process to all sorts of questions about his business dealings in Texas. And Spiro Agnew also probably would have confronted a lot of the questions that he didn't have to answer till after he actually was the vice president, if he went through this kind of rigorous process.
Mara Liasson is NPR's national political correspondent. Thanks, Mara.
Thanks, Michelle.